35-year-old Trooper David Kniff of Duanesburg died Tuesday from injuries he suffered in a crash Monday night at Thruway Exit 27 in Amsterdam. He had pulled a car over for speeding. As he was sitting in his police cruiser, it was struck by a tractor trailer and sent 50 yards into an embankment. Kniff suffered massive head injuries. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico.
Whether it's blue or gray or green, they all have that same tough job. It's a dangerous job to be a police officer. And I think that, the death of Trooper David Kniff just underscores the risks that are out there for them every day, whether you're responding to a job or you're chasing a criminal, or in this case, something that we do so routinely every day, like vehicle and traffic law. You just never know where the dangers are.
Kniff was working on what was supposed to have been a vacation day. His commanding officer at Troop T is Major Evelyn Mallard.
Trooper Kniff has been with the state police for 9 years, and he was a very hardworking, dedicated trooper. He was a very quiet, confident trooper that went out and did an outstanding job, and he was well respected by all of the members of the station that he worked in.
Corporal Zachary Nine with the West Virginia State Police explains why he made the trip to Latham for the service.
We recently, about a little over a year ago, had a tragedy with our department. Two of our troopers were killed on a traffic stop. We've seen the great outpouring from the rest of the state agencies through the United States, for the law enforcement brotherhood. And any time that we have the opportunity, it's our honor to come to places like this.
Kniff is survived by his wife and two young sons. Tim Owens is pastor of discipleship at Grace Fellowship. Trooper Kniff was a member of Owens' worship team. He has known Kniff for about 3 years and was with the trooper's wife, Amy, when Kniff died.
Amy looked me in the eyes and she wanted to communicate that as far as the family is concerned, this was an accident. They want the truck driver and they want the other victim at the accident to understand that this was an accident as far as they see. And the only thing they want for everyone involved is for them to move forward with the family in healing together.
Charges are pending against the trucker identified as Gary Blakely of Ontario. The Canadian has been ordered not to leave the United States. The driver of the car stopped by Trooper Kniff is hospitalized but expected to recover. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.